Andrew Schneider on our Food Drive Friday as we continue our coverage of area food shelves and the need as, during this holiday season here with Joy Steiner and Chris Van Wyk with the Pella Food Shelf. Joy, you're the volunteer coordinator here at the Pella Community Food Shelf, and you and I got to talk live on the radio last year about where we are as a community in terms of hunger and how volunteers play a critical role in that here at the food shelf. As we stand here in this holiday season, it sounds like things are very busy. What are things going on right now here at the food shelf, and how does that kind of impact your volunteer staff?
Well, Andrew, thanks for having me back again. You're right. As we stand here, we're actually standing in a different location, which has been a huge, huge thing for the Pella Community Food Shelf this year. It's been huge for a variety of reasons, but we're going to talk about our volunteers that made it happen first. So, without all of the details of what it takes to move and move an organization, I will say that it was literally all done by volunteer help. So when we started in our new location, we started with a group of men that tore down walls, and it went from there. So I have a new appreciation for what it takes to do what we do here. So as we move into the holiday season, it is Thanksgiving time, and we're doing our turkey boxes, which is really just a Thanksgiving dinner. So in addition to our regular 140 volunteers that rotate through the food shelf in a month, we have some more, even more. It takes an additional probably 15 to 20 volunteers, plus several area churches that donate to us to organize that and sort and count and bag. That's where we're at right now here in the food shelf.
Well, and Chris, you are one of the many volunteers who happen to rotate through here, and we're in the middle of distribution on a Tuesday morning, which is very typical here. First of all, for you, how typical has that been? How long have you been working with the food shelf, and what kind of was that first step in the door for you?
I've been working with the food shelf for over 2 years now. I started out, my mother went to Peace Lutheran Church, and that's where it began. And it kind of got me interested, and I came through the doors, and there were so many welcoming people. And I wanted to give back. I had plenty, and so this was my way of doing something for the community and helping people in need.
Well, and what are some of the typical things that you do on a Tuesday? Like, what did I interrupt you with when I came on the radio? What were you in the middle of, and what are some of the things as a volunteer that you may be tasked with that may be very different next Tuesday when you're here?
Okay. for the majority of the time, I do staples. And staples consist of, you get your flour, sugar, oil, laundry detergent,
Toothpaste,
dish soap, and shampoo once per month. And I have a list, and I ask the person's name, and I check them off when they get those. Sometimes if they are in need during the other time, you know, they're welcome to have it because it's all been given to us. But I enjoy that because I get to visit with the people as well and get to know them.
Well, and Chris is obviously a big part, but also a small part in the sense of the operation of so many different stations here because of the growth. So, Joy, as you've grown, you have people now that are designated for stations. I saw a good friend of mine, Tricia, who was in there checking people in.
Yep.
And then I saw some other friends of mine who were sitting there helping on the floor and checking out and all the above. This has really kind of grown into a little mini grocery store in a sense. And I know it did at the Well, but especially here now with this even bigger space.
Yes. So I love that you noticed that it looks like a grocery store, because that was the intent. So we still actually utilize on our operation days the same number of people that we did at the Well, plus a couple more to help get carts in and out with doors and as we move through construction. But so we have, like Chris mentioned, we have our staple station, plus we have three sacking stations. Trish is doing registration today, and registration and staples are probably two of the spots where you get to visit with our guests, our clients the most, which is what a lot of our volunteers like to do, because you get to know them as they come here. You're right. It's typical Tuesday.
We're here with Joy and Chris at the Pella Community Food Shelf. This is for our Food Drive Friday segment, airing throughout the holiday season, discussing volunteerism at the Pella Food Shelf. And Chris, speaking of that, the interaction that you get, because I think one of the things that we've really tried to do with this program is humanize this issue, especially in a community where there is a lot of wealth and there is a lot of this air of success, right? Mm-hmm. So what has that meant to you to be able to interact with these people who aren't maybe that far away from where you are in life, but just need that hand up for a week or a month or whatever it's like? And what's it like to build these relationships with people who have the same desires that we all do that aren't necessarily in need?
Well, each day that they come in, I try to give them a big smile because sometimes they've had a rough week. And so I sometimes listen to that. They ask me how things are going in my life as well. What I really like is it's kind of like a community. The volunteers, we all care and we pray for each other. And the people that come in sit down and they visit. When we first started over here, it was kind of difficult because they had to drive through. Now, we volunteers had a very good time because we were running and handing them their bags and things, but they didn't get to visit with each other. And for some people, this is the only communication they have for the week. So we try to make it possible and visit with them.
That is such a great point, the community that we create with our volunteers and our guests. Thank you for bringing that up because you're right. We missed that the first couple months being in here and serving in a drive-thru capacity. So it's one of the reasons we're super excited about getting into this space and being able to open up that community again in a homey environment. So our volunteers feel that, and I think our guests feel it too.
Well, and then Chris, within that, what would you say is the most fulfilling aspect of what you do then? Is it that community piece? Is it obviously that service? What are the things that give you the most joy about being in this space every Tuesday?
Feeling needed. Yeah, I'm a widow and I've retired, and so I needed to fill a void for myself, and they helped fill that.
And we need her. We need those volunteers, you know, on a Tuesday morning. I'm not usually here. I'm usually at work. Mm-hmm. So we rely on those, especially in the morning, like Chris, who have some extra time because they maybe don't have a job right away in the morning or they're lucky to be retired. You know, and then so that's one of the things for volunteers as well. We take all aspects of retired, young families, because we have jobs for all of them. So we especially appreciate Chris and that group of people that fills that Tuesday morning need.
Well, and you know, I think what she gets to with both of her recent responses here is the important part about humanizing this is that it's not obviously just helping these people who need it. And there's a lot of people in our community who need it. The volunteers are getting something out of it too. Mm-hmm. And every time I've been here now over the last 3 years, I don't feel uncomfortable. I think a lot of people are uncomfortable with this topic, Joy, mm-hmm. but if they walk in here, they can see it doesn't have to be.
Right. And that is our intent. You know Melissa well, and all of our volunteers and our board, we want you to be welcome. At no point do we want anyone to come in and feel uncomfortable or out of place. Like, we just want you to come in and be who you are. And that's, we're gonna welcome you with open arms regardless. Because we do, we have people who come once or twice because that's all they need. And we have people who come for years and it doesn't matter. We're gonna welcome you either way. You can be new here, you can have lived here your entire life. We're gonna welcome you into the community.
Well, and Chris, with that then, as people hear this, you know, they've thought about maybe coming here and volunteering, or they mm-hmm. thought about taking that step beyond a donation, which is, of course, you're not turning away donations, but that next step, you know, why should people take that leap? Why should they join the volunteer staff here and maybe be on that station next to you coming up next Tuesday or something like that?
I believe that the Lord wants you to give and you shall receive. So you come and you give of your time, then you shall receive. So, and I see people in the community that come here and we visit by name. Now, that's pretty awesome to me that they care enough and they feel comfortable enough to say, "Hi, Chris, how are you today?" You know? Yeah.
Well, and Joy, how do they take that step? I think that that's the other barrier, right? Is that they're worried, right? That they, like, do I just show up on a Tuesday? Do I just call you?
Yep.
It may be just that easy, Joy, but how do people take that leap then to become a volunteer here, whether they come once a month or every week or every session?
So we start out with, one of our best ways of communication is actually like Facebook Messenger. So, or email, and we'll list that out, but it's easier just to say Facebook Messenger because everybody can find us on Facebook. And then what I'll do typically is respond with a list of all of the jobs we have. So whether it's volunteering client facing on Tuesdays, whether it's pickup from the grocery stores, whether it's setup, or organizing or painting, things like that. So I send you a list of here are all of the volunteer opportunities that we have, what fits best for you, for the time that you have, as well as your abilities. And then we go from there. So the first step though is just reach out. So whether it's our email, so it's volunteercord@pellacommunityfoodshelf.org. Very long, or reaching out on Messenger. Either way, we'll connect. Our phone number is 641-780-1779. We can text. That's our that we can text on the food shelf phone as well. But yeah, any of the ways. I do always remind people we are all volunteers. We are 100% volunteer staffed. So sometimes I may not be able to respond, and it's not just me. We have a couple others that do it as well. Right away, but please know that we receive those requests and people that want to volunteer and be a part of our organization. We take that very seriously, and we will get back to you with those opportunities.
It's Joy Steiner and Kristen Weick with the Pella Community Food Shelf on Food Drive Friday, talking volunteerism here, a very important aspect of fighting hunger in our communities. Joy and Chris, thank you for the messages this morning, and hopefully we can help out the best we can get some more volunteers in here.
Awesome. Thanks, Andrew. Yes.
Thank you.